We're in Siman Tav Tzadik Ches. We're up to Sif Yutes. We'll be finishing the Siman, that's Yutes and Chaf, as well as beginning the next Siman. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim of that. Sif Yutes. Shachat Behema V'chaya V'nis'ariv Domam. What happens if you shechted a Behema and a Chaya? We've been learning up until now the halach of Kisui Adam and Yontif. A Behema doesn't need Kisui Adam, a Chaya needs Kisui Adam. You shechted a Behema and a Chaya, the blood got mixed up. Now, you're not allowed to go be metaltal dirt for the sake of covering Dam Behema. You are allowed to for the sake of covering Dam Chaya. What if the two are mixed together? So the halacha is, b'yeshlo ofer muchan, if you have prepared dirt, o efer kira, or you have ash from Erev Yontif, im yachal lachasoso b'dekira achas, if you can cover it just with one dig, shein sarach laharbos b'shvil Dam HaBehema yechasenu, v'mlav lo yichasenu. If you don't have to do anything extra for the dam behema that you have there, that means all you got to do is one act of putting dirt on it, then the halacha is you could do kisui, and if not, not. First of all, this is only talking about that the dam behema is not so much that you couldn't even tell, that had it been water, you couldn't have seen the dam chaya. It's got to be that you have at least as much, enough dam chaya, that had the dam behema been water, you would have been able to see the dam. Second of all, this is only talking about somewhere on the side, in the middle of the chatzar. We said you're even allowed to cover dam behema for the sake of keeping your chatzar clean. Sifchav shachat tzipor me'erev yantif lo kisa doma lo yichasenu b'yantif. The whole heter that we learned, of even if you have prepared dirt, of doing kisi adam, is only for something that the shechita was done on yantif. Whereas if the shechita was done on erev yantif, you cannot do kisi adam on yantif altogether. Even if you have prepared dirt, you should put a keli over it to prevent it from drying out. Simen tov tzadik tes. Ein margilin b'yantif. You're not allowed to do what's called regila. What is this regila? Ketzer humargil, zehamotzi kol basar meregel echad. They would take all the meat out of one leg, kadeshiyotzi kola or shalim. And this way you'll be able to skin the hide of the animal all in one piece. Velo yikra. And the hide will not tear. Mipnei, why is this asur? Mipnei she torach behefshed zeh torach godol, vein bo tzorach lemoed. Because this is a big tircha and there's no real need for it for yantif. Keeping the hide whole is only for after yantif, it's not for yantif itself. So that is asur. With regard to doing this in two legs of the animal, the mashmos is that it is mutter, but there are machmirin. So long as the or is sholein, doesn't make a difference how you went about it, it's still too much of a tircha. Sif beis. Asur limlo gdi elim kein molgo lechol or. Maliga was when they would singe the chicken or an animal with fire to get the hairs out. So in the case of a goat, it's also to do that unless you want to eat the hide. If you're doing it to get the hairs out so that you'll be able to use the hide after yantif, that's usr. Whereas if you're doing it because you're actually going to eat the hide because it's very soft, then the halacha would be that it is mutter. Now, this maliga is when they, in maliga, what they would do is they would take boiling water and pour it over it after the malicha. And that would make the feathers very easy to come off, or in the case of an animal, that would make the hide very easy to come off. Now, some poskim say that even if you want to eat it, it's usr. And the reason why it's usr is because it's not a normal thing to do. Most people will do that on the head, and they will do that on the feet of the animal. They will not do that on the body of the animal. It's only a mufunakim that don't eat the hairs on the skin of a goat, and therefore it's not shava l'chol nefesh, and Chazal were not matur doing that on yantif. It also looks like an uvda d'chol, and the minag is to be machmir. Our minag is not to shecht animals on yantif altogether anyway, but in the case of a chicken, it is the normal thing to do, so that one could pour boiling water on a chicken after malicha for the sake of cleaning the feathers off, if the chicken was shechted then on Shabbos, and it couldn't have been done on Yantiv, excuse me, and it couldn't have been done before.